Welcome to Straight From the Muzzle, folks, where we are anything but straight. My name is Space.
And I'm Boomy.
And we welcome you to our episode, which is about what today?
What makes you a furry?
And then some wordplay at the end, which we'll go over when we get to it. It's really curious. So this was actually a topic that you had thought of, right?
Yes, because I saw it on Facebook. Somebody was actually asking what would make them a furry. So I think they're like, I think they seem to be pretty young. So they're kind of like exploring a little bit, I think. So they just were asking, you know, what would qualify them to be a furry? Like what would make them be a furry? And I don't remember my exact answer. Let me look it up real quick, actually.
We were talking before, like while we were writing up notes for the show, and you were saying something that like, Tara doesn't identify as a furry.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because I had heard something a few years ago, and I don't know whether it's like true or not, but like I feel like somebody had said that she didn't identify as a furry, because, and I don't remember why, but like I think she said that she just really enjoyed the fandom, enjoyed like the characters, but she like herself did not identify as a furry. She has like a character and whatnot. So it's like, what would make you a furry? I guess it's like you have a choice to be one,
I suppose. But it's like, what makes you a woman? You know, or like it's just
it's kind of vague.
It's kind of vague. And the weird thing is, she's got her own furry like fursuit making business. She has tons of things that are furry. It's so weird to be like, I don't identify as furry, even though I'm furry.
Yeah, I think honestly it might have just been like a sarcasm or like a joke thing. And like I said, this was eons ago, so I just remember it for some reason.
That's weird. So we asked the question, what is a furry? And what's the answer?
It's like, just in a broad sense, a furry is somebody who has interest in anthropomorphic animals.
We're having a hard time talking. There's a good reason for it. but what is an anthropomorphized animal?
Okay, so an anthropomorphized animal is an animal that shares human-like qualities, whether it be they stand on two legs, or they speak like an animal. So you have like examples like for a lot of it happens in Disney. So like in Robin Hood, the anthropomorphized animals are on two legs and they do things like
talk,
and they wear clothes and they interact, you know, in a very human-like quality. Or you have like the Lion King, where they're all, you know, they are on all fours. It doesn't necessarily have to be an animal. An anthropomorphized character could also be a like an inanimate object. So if you take things from like the clock, when, you know, so Lumiere and Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast, they are anthropomorphized. Oh, yeah. So you have them. Or you have like the Brave Little Toaster.
Or Gumby.
Gumby. Oh my God, I love Gumby.
Gumby and the Blockheads. Like those are anthropomorphized. Why do they have to pick such a hard word to use? Why couldn't they just say lifelike animal, like life, human-like animals?
I mean, no,
anthropomorphized. God, I'd hate to wonder what that word is in other languages, and I hope it's just this one word, but...
Oh, no, Now I'm curious. I'm going to look it up real quick.
You know what? I'm going to put it into the wordplay.
Oh, no.
Oh, that would be really hard. Should I do it with oob, oodle, or oo-woo?
I don't know. Oo-woo.
Oo-woo? Oh, God. Oo-woo. Okay. That's going to be hard.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. So while we're looking that up.
We'll look in Spanish. How do you say it in Spanish?
Anthro. Is it pormorphized or promorphized?
P-O, not P-R.
P-O-M-O. Okay. P-O-M-O. Pomorphized. That's going to be effing ridiculous. Type that into a word.
Spanish is anthropomorphismo. I don't know how to say it. I'm terrible at Spanish. Okay, anthropomorphismo. I can't say it.
Google Translate. Okay, so Anthropomorphized.
Oh no, my dogo.
Let's do Portuguese. Anthropomorphizado.
Oh.
I can't read that. What about Italian? It's an Italian.
Oh, a spicy meatball.
It's atropomorphizzato.
What a stop notifying me, Telegram. I know.
What else you got in here? We'll do one more.
Swahili.
Oh, God. You know how hard that's going to be?
Oh, it's literally just anthropomorphic.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing.
What's
stupid?
It's in Russian. I can't
okay,
that, even.
That's
read.
Better. Okay, Russian. It's gonna give you like it's.
No.
Okay, so in its, it gives you the weird Russian characters, but if you had to read it in like English, it's anthropomorphizirovani. It sounds very depressing, very much like the culture. So. That's so bad.
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm not in Russia. They can't do anything. So, examples of what these anthropomorphized inanimate objects or animals might be would be like movies like Cars, the movie. Okay, so it's a car, but it's got eyes and it's got a personality and a functioning body, which is kind of creepy to think about. Zootopia, you mentioned Beauty and the Beast.
Brave Little Toaster.
My Little Pony. Had to throw that one in there. Thomas the Tank Engine. Fantastic Mr. Fox. Redwall. Secret of NIMH, which I was surprised you even knew what that was.
Oh my god, it's so good though. I have it right here in my bookshelf.
Pagemaster. Aristocats. Rocko's Modern Life. Ren and Stimpy, which I'm not really sure what they are anyways to begin with. Kind of like just the things one, that you kind of.
I think they're dogs.
Are they dogs?
I think. Like dogs. I'm going to look it up real quick to confirm.
James and the Giant Peach, Oliver and Company, All Dogs Go to Heaven, and every single Disney movie you've ever watched. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. It's a chihuahua and a cat.
Oh. That's.
They don't look at all.
No, they don't.
That's Ren is a psychotic chihuahua and Stimpson J. Cat is a dim-witted Manx cat who goes by the name of Stimpy.
That's stupid.
It was such an awkward show.
It's a weird one. It's one of those weird ones. It's kind of like one of those like shows you happen upon once you've like dived deep into like the YouTube spiral of death of videos. You just keep watching like one after the next, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
It's like one of those shows. So now that we know what anthropomorphized animals are, surely though, what do you think makes you a furry? Like, what do you, you, Boomy, what makes you a furry?
I guess what makes me a furry, I guess it's because I really like anthropomorphized animals in like cartoon literature. I really like it in literature because, like, for example, like the Redwall book series by Brian Jocks. Those are really, really good. And then like books like the Warrior Cats ones. I like animals better than people. People just suck. And like as a child, I really wanted to just be literally any kind of animal. I'm like, being humans is so terrible. Like, can I just be a dog or a cat and just, you know, not worry about life? No.
No, okay. You cannot.
So like that's something else too, is that a lot of times, like, especially like I feel like younger furs, they'll want to be a certain animal. So that's something too that I've kind of realized. It's like, you know, I really want to be a cat. You know, like as a kid, it's like, oh, what are you today? And it's like, I'm a unicorn. It's so there might be that.
I'm definitely a unicorn.
You are definitely 100% a unicorn.
My new ref sheet has a unicorn on the back. It's like an outline of it. And so it's supposed to be like a mood ring. So whatever I'm feeling, the unicorn lights up the color as. So
I do love that aspect. And that's something that's really beautiful about the furry fandom too, is that it has limitless creativity. And I think that's what really kind of draws people in, is that there's limitless like creativity and you're really just kind of free to do what you want, like in a sense.
There's really no rule book. Like you can Google, You can literally Google, like, what is a furry or furry fandom? And there's so many different, like, aspects of it and views. There's no rule book as to, like, what is and isn't a furry, because pretty much anything goes. It's right. Probably the most open-minded community out there, really.
It really is. And I will say, like, it does gravitate a lot. Like, a lot of, like, the LGBT community, too, kind of gravitates to it, because there's this a widespread acceptance. Like, it's like, hey, you like Star Fox? Cool. Get in here. It's like, hey, you like Pokemon? Get in here. Like,
so, right on.
Right? You it's like Pokemon. You like
Pokemon. But it's true though. Like, literally anything goes. Like, mm-hmm. for me, what makes me a furry? I don't know. Like, my personality, the podcast, I suppose. My character, my persona. And actually, this is an interesting question. Is a character and a persona one and the same, or do we treat those as different?
I think it depends. I feel like a character is a little different than like a persona. I feel like a persona in some way is like almost like a direct representation of you. Okay. And I'll bring up an actually really good example of this. And this is it's a little bit of an extreme example, but I really liked it. So in 2016, when I went to AnthroCon with my brother, because he's a furry too, go figure. We met up with some of his friends, and they were from Great Britain. And so they came over and we were having a great time. One of them, his name was Jasper, but his actual like birth name was not Jasper. I can't for the life of me remember what it was, but
not Jasper.
It was not Jasper. I can't remember what it was, but he said that he changed his name to his fursona's name because he felt so connected with his character and what his character represented. And he wanted to be that 100%. And so he changed his name to his character's name.
Nice.
I just thought it was really cool. So, like, I mean, you don't have to go to that extreme. I don't know if I would change my name to Boomstar at any time soon.
I know someone who's done it. Someone literally changed their name to the, what was it? The Care Bear Tugs. And so his name is now Tugs.
Oh, bless. Okay. I love Care Bears.
He's also a baby fur.
Oh, never mind.
God. <it's... laughs> I love the reaction there.
I'm sorry. I'm like, okay.
Everyone, to each their own. I think my husband is kind of like a baby fur, cub fur, but he's very, like, he's normal about it. He's not kind of like one of those okay. that wears obvious artwork outside in public kind of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Like you said, to each their own. Like, I guess it's as long
not
as
my
not,
thing.
Like, no.
It's not my thing, but I do respect it. And I can see some cute art aspects of it, which is fine. Right. But for me, I'm not like fully into it. I can say, yeah. That's cool. That's your thing. I respect that. Not my thing.
Right. Exactly.
Especially when you like destroy a convention. Did you hear about that? What was it? Washington?
Which one was that? Oh no.
It's the baby fur con, whatever that one is.
I don't think I heard about this one.
This one, the baby fur con.
Baby furs are so they're cute, but I don't know if I could do no.
I can't remember what exactly the con was called, but it was either in like Washington or it wasn't in California. But there was a lot of things that went down and it was basically the baby fur con. And so there's always been a bad rap because of it.
Oh no. So, see, I guess I can maybe see the appeal. Cause like I personally don't really like it, but like, I guess I could see, I don't know. Like I said, I could see the appeal. So say like maybe somebody has legitimate like daddy or mommy issues. And like, I say this not necessarily like the sexual way because it borderlines on sexual, but it's like not this. There's like a whole community out there that's like based on a dominant that's more like a father or mother type figure, and they take mm-hmm. care of like somebody who is a quote unquote like little, so like a smaller person, like a child. And it depends on like the age range. It actually could be any sort of range. It could be like a baby, or it could be like like toddler or like a young child or even like teenager, but they kind of take on this role and they play out. It's just a whole role play session. And like, it's kind of like you're filling this kind of hole that like I either never got during this like age, you know, play. And right. So I can kind of understand it a little bit, but I don't know. I just, not for me. It's a no for me. Thank you.
It's a no for me too. I do like the word little though. I think that's a cute term to use.
It is kind of cute.
It really is. But it's not for me.
It's not really for me either.
Yeah. How did we even get into baby furs? What were we talking about before?
I don't know. Did you bring it up?
That's right. Because our friend's name is Tugs and he's a baby fur.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
So we took to Twitter to ask a bunch of you people, or furries, what makes you a furry per se. So what we found was a majority of them just said art and community, which is about right. Mm-hmm. But if we want to give some shouts out here, Domi Borealis said, I like drawing animals, and finding community with more people who draw animals is nice.
Yeah, I would say that's about right. At least 80 to 90% of like why people are furry. It's because they have like a similar interest. And that's usually like regardless of any fandom. It's like, you know, are you into anime? You're like, yeah, I like to watch and, you know, draw or read manga. Like that's kind of like their thing. It's just a similar interest kind of thing. Just with any community.
Another person, so Twilight Saint. Love Twilight Saint, by the way.
Oh my god, I love Twilight Saint. Yes.
And she's been on our show in the past a few times, but she's always been an avid follower, which I really appreciate. But she said, being able to express myself in a fun, wild way, not to mention the creativity and inclusiveness, the means to decompress, and the amazing friends I found in the community. It's such a blast. So it's really one of those unique communities that, like we've said, it's open and super fun and all that jazz. And full of drama too.
What community is not full of drama? I will say furry drama is way different than like any other fandom drama. Furry drama is just.
Do you think to Karen's drama is just normal life?
I mean, it might be.
It could be. That'd be really interesting.
I mean, as somebody that has personally known a Karen, like, yeah.
Karen!
And like, they're a younger Karen. Like, they're like 2021. So, like, yeah.
I am not have ever had run into a Karen yet, but I'm sure I will. And I cannot wait till it happens.
It's so true. Like, it's such a stereotype, but it's 100% true. Any Karen that I've ever like ran across in retail is the exact same. Can I see your manager? I'm like, no.
In fact, there is this, I recommend this to you and watch with you and your girlfriend. There's this new movie. It's a mockumentary on Netflix called Death to 2020, and it's something that Samuel L. Jackson put together, and it's making fun of everything that happened in 2020. And I guarantee you, you will laugh from the beginning to the end because it's so ridiculous. We've all gone through it, so we all know it. They make fun of Trump, they make fun of Karens, they make fun of big social media companies, the rich, Greta Thunberg. I mean, they go after everyone, and it is fucking hilarious. It just makes you like feel validated about what happened in 2020, and then it just makes you want to laugh about it because it was so ridiculous of what's happened so far. Anyways, back to the tweet. from Proxima, I love being able to create cute art and characters. It's actually thanks to the fandom that I can draw at all. When I first got into the fandom, I saw how much art was being made, and I shared, and it inspired me to create my art for myself. So I've been drawing ever since. Kudos to you.
I love seeing people's artwork just evolve. It's so cool.
Do you know that a good majority of our listeners are people who draw, and they just listen to our show while they draw?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, from Media's Day and then even into Straight from the Muzzle, it's just like, in a good way, we're like their background noise, something that they can enjoy listening to that has to be there while they do their projects.
I wonder if there's ever been any art like inspired by one of our shows.
Like fan art?
Yeah. I mean, we have
tons of fan art. It's out there.
If there's like a certain topic or whatever, maybe they base like an art piece on that.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool to know. If any of you out there have done art and one of our shows has maybe somewhat influenced what went into that, can you share that with us?
Oh my God.
Send us an email at talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. We would love to see it. Or any fan art in general. From Shard Azul, despite the backlash that comes with any community, the furry community is the one I chose to be with. It helps that we have our own little furry market in the community. I'm a furry because I really want to run a Pathfinder campaign with Anthros. I don't know what Pathfinder is. Is that a game?
I think so. I should know it because I'm just constantly gaming. Hang on, Pathfinder.
Oh, it's a video game.
Yeah.
Kingmaker. Oh, okay, so it's like a, it looks like it's a PC game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's made by Unity. Okay, that makes more sense.
I looked up images and I just got cars.
Did you really? That's like, because it is a car.
It is a car, and I should have known that. I just should have typed Pathfinder game. I just typed in Pathfinder. I just got cars.
I would love to see. Oh, you know what? If you went to the same one, scroll down. There's a Pathfinder that's just fully made of duct tape.
Oh my God. Yep.
What the hell? That's awesome.
My mom used to have a Pathfinder.
Oh, there's I found one image of a Pathfinder character and then it's surrounded by cars. So there you go.
Okay. I think that's just Apex Legends. I don't think that's Pathfinder.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I thought it was part of it. Well, no. Shows you how much I game. I only play three games and that's it. There were a couple of replies to that, but we'll skip those. Renaku just says art.
Cool. Art.
Ultimate Badger Matt Scott says cartoon animals with a question mark. Sure. Aaron Prince says what makes me a furry is that, I think with an emoji, I shouldn't have to read it like that, but I kind of want to. My general appreciation for the community and how it makes me even though I haven't been in the community for very long, but I enjoy every second of it. This was my first thought. Sorry if it didn't make sense. And then later on, it keeps going. It says, just the people in the fursonas and seeing everyone who's happy with the art, stories, and all that stuff. Asher Novak or Jax Rain, I'm not really sure what to call them because their name is different on every single platform. God, pick one.
I try to like keep mine pretty consistent everywhere. So
yesterday I called them Oop Schuber Novak because that's what they go by in Telegram. So I'm just going to keep it at that. He's the reason for the next little bit that we're going to be going over, which is wordplay. But I'll call him Oop Schuber Novak.
Oop Schuber?
That's what it says.
Wait. Oop Schuber
Novak. That's just what he is.
Yeah, but you gotta.
He didn't finish the rest of it. He just only went to the first part.
Well, too bad.
That's a bummer. They said the pure cringe on my part, lol, the camaraderie between a large community of people who have been in the shadows of society their entire life. Not shadows as in fringe, but more like forcibly pushed away from the stage that is life by those around them. That is a very bleak but honest perspective. Of the fandom. It's true that we are kind of like the outcasts.
We are.
Definitely weren't the popular kids in high school, but hey, we are now.
Oh my goodness. I definitely was not.
Yeah. Robbie Angel says, going off on people drawing dog noses on deers. I've seen that. Inaccurate animal drawings.
I mean, maybe it's a deer dog.
Yeah, exactly. I should tag Deer Dog in this.
Do it.
I'm doing it right now.
I love Deer Dog so much. She's just so cool.
Too queer to deer, I believe is what it is.
Yep, too queer to deer.
Your thoughts. And I'll just leave it at that. Void Wolf says, I'm a furry because I choose to be one. I choose to be part of an amazing and diverse community who shares a love of animals, crafts, art, and friendship. To be a furry is to embrace a love of these things and each other in no other way a fandom can. This is what makes me a proud furry.
Huh.
It's fiery, it's
the magic of friendship.
Love that. I think they're Irish too. Or they're Mexican. Or they're Italian. I can't tell. Let's see. They are. They're Irish. It's that flag that has like the green, the white, and the orange. And you know, the Mexico flag, I think, has a little bit of that. And so is the Italian one. Someone's going to eat me for that. The last one, this one needs a little bit more explaining. From Tyler Grincheres, have you seen my body? You know who that is.
So actually, in all honesty, you cut out a little bit. So I don't know how you pronounce his name.
Oh, I said Tyler Grincheres.
Sure.
Grincheres. Grincheres.
I think it's Quinteras, I think. I don't know. But okay. Dearly love Tyrar. I love him so much. He's so cute.
What is the context behind this? I said what
about
it was.
His body?
My body. Yeah, no one's gonna know what this means.
Oh my god! I love. he's such a unique egg. Oh my goodness! So he is like someone. He probably mentioned his body because he actually is quite a hairy man. He's not like a bear, but like an in between. Because he's not like huge or anything, but he's a little fluffy. But that's probably what he was saying. Huge.
Huge.
So huge. He probably just said that just kind of like as a joke. I don't think that he's actually a furry.
Maybe he just saw it and decided to like.
Yeah, he probably saw me share it and he was like, I'm going to comment. And I'm like, bless your sweet soul for being so strange. But yeah, probably just his body. So he is a literal furry. So hey, if you got a little extra body hair, you are a furry, whether you like it or not.
Good lord. So hey, send us an email. What makes you furry? You know, tell us your whole life story if you want to. Most everyone does when they email us. So
do it.
You'd be just right along with everyone else. We have some time left in our show here to kind of do a game, which I want to incorporate into a lot of episodes this upcoming season. And today's game is wordplay, and really should just be like letter play because that's all that we're doing with it. But what we're doing is we're replacing every vowel with either OOB, OODLE, or UWU. So oob, oodle, or awoo.
Sorry.
It's a lot of fun to do. So you can do it with your name. You can do it with a word. You can do it with a sentence. We definitely went with sentences because that's definitely not ridiculous at all. So, for instance, today, before this recording, Boom had mentioned to me that she's making rigatoni tonight.
I just realized my persona name. I'm like, Boob, Boom.
Dude, that's a sick name.
Got
boobs in it.
Stuber.
Stuber. What was mine? I can't remember if I search on Telegram here because it was in the group. I can't remember what my name was, but it was something ridiculous. So the sentence, I'm making rigatoni tonight. When you put the letters OOB in it, it translates to oob moom, moob kaboom, roob goob tube noob tabubanooked. That is ridiculous. It's so hard to do. We should be drunk doing this.
Oh my god, we need to do a drunk episode.
Yes, that's something. It's something B and I really want to do. So we're gonna have to all do it together.
Oh my god, let's do it.
So
I'm gonna get that Crown Royal whiskey. Let's go.
I myself like the Mike's Hard Lemonades and the Smirnoff Ices.
Oh, those are good.
Every time. Okay, so then I looked into chat in our Telegram chat, like for inspiration, and I saw that. Oh crap, I forgot his name. Cajun Anderson. Cajun Anderson said something like, I draw fluffy human animal or cute fluffy human animals, and I think human animals are cute and fluffy. So, of course, I decided to oob that business. And this is really hard, but here we go. This is, like, ridiculous. So we've got oob, droob, coop, tube, floob, foob, hoobubin. Hold on, I need to center of this. Okay, there we go. Oob, noob, and mooble. Tube, brook, tubers, oobubin, oob, thubink. Hoobubin, oob, noob, booble. Tube, broob, boobers. Oob, broob. Kutub oob floop floob. That is so hard floob to read. Floob floop floob. Yeah, it's just floop, floob. That was a really hard one. So try it out with your friends. See if you can get them into it. The next one we did was with Oodle, and that was yours.
Yep. So one of my sentences was eat my sticky Q-tips, which if you know what that reference is, it's from Differently before they split up, but it was something really funny that I remembered. Just a funny cute little sentence. Eat my sticky Q-tips. Sounds like a really weird like offensive thing to say, like an insult.
For real.
So I had Oodle, so it'd be like Oodle. Wait. Oodle it, moodle, stoodle key, cue toodles.
<That's> so stupid.
So somebody's gonna take the time to like decode everything. Be like, I made an entire language.
We were talking about like if you were to like seriously study just oop and like have that be part of everyday like conversation, that would be amazing. Just to see someone like talking with someone else back and forth with it, because it'd be like your own secret language essentially.
It's furry Latin.
Yeah, furry Latin. Straight from the muzzle with the oodle.
Yeah, straight from the muzzle. So strudle it, frutalum, thoodle, moodle-les-loodle.
Moodle-les?
Moodle-les-loodle.
Moodle-les-loodle.
Moody lesbian noodle.
Okay, I haven't translated anthropomorphize into uwu, so we go.
Oh no.
N-T-H-R, uwu.
Did you want to do one each?
Uwu. Yeah, we'll do one each.
Okay. Uwu. So we both get our uwu.
H.
Nuzzles and muscles your chest.
Uwu. D. Oh my god. Okay, which one do you want?
Does it matter?
Okay, I will do. I'll do the hard one where anything but straight.
I don't think that's the hard one, but okay.
You don't think? Okay, fine. I'll do the anthropomorphized one. If that's you, do the anything but straight.
Okay. Okay. So we
with uwu replacing every vowel in the sentence. Go.
All right. So we got uwu and woof. Woo nug boo what drew woo oo woo what.
It's so ridiculous. and the more complicated word anthropomorphized is a oo woo through woo poo woo roo foo woo woo word woo woozed or something. Let me try that again. Oo woo through woo poo woo were foo woo zooed. There we go.
Good job. Round of applause.
Wow, that was hard. Jeez. So that game pretty much came from full credit to Oop Schuber Novak in Telegram. He kind of like he mentioned it in a side chat outside of the Telegram group one, and I'm like, oh my god, this would be a great like game to play in one of our shows. So I took it one step further and added a few other ones. But I hope you guys liked it. Before we let go, do we have anything else we want to add?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, you guys can all you can always find us on Telegram, Twitter, and as I always mention, because it's pointless and I don't know why I keep doing it, we're on Facebook, but we don't use Facebook because Facebook's essentially dying. But I always mention it because it's there. And then you can always email us at talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. You can email us about anything you want to. It could be about your favorite show, what you like about us, your life story, which a lot of people do that, quite honestly. And we will respond back to you. It may not be like right away. It might be a couple of days or a week later. We're all really busy. Like, Bean has her full-time job. You're starting a full-time job. I've got my full-time job. Yeah, so.
I actually start tomorrow.
How exciting. Is it a full-time or is it part-time?
Yes, it is full-time. I completed all my computer training stuff. So now tomorrow I will have my first day out on the floor. So hooray, look out. Here I come.
Where are you going to work? Where are you going?
Well, I'm actually a head cashier. So I'm training to manage the front end. So hooray.
At Lowe's.
At Lowe's.
Knows. Not actually, Home Depot.
Fun fact. So in Canada, Lowe's is called Rona.
Oh, that's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
And also, there's a Romeo and Juliet thing going on because my girlfriend works at Menards, which is also a home improvement store. So
Menards.
Yes.
Menards have gone swollen.
So you could say I'm sleeping with the enemy.
I've never heard of Menards until now.
Oh, God. You've told me about it. But at Menards, you know, oh, it's a little jingle. It's like, maybe it's stupid. An Ohio thing.
That's ridiculous. Well, anyways, folks, if you have any questions, reach out to us on Twitter, Telegram, or on email. But until then, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.